Joining me today on The Sound of Your Life is Tarina Wenzel, National Director at the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities. Tarina, welcome back to RFM.
Thank you so much. I love speaking to you, being an old Bloemfonteiner especially.
Welcome back then to Central South Africa. Tarina, you guys are incredibly excited and ramping things up because it is the 30th anniversary of Casual Day.
Yeah, we are super excited. It's amazing that we are celebrating 30 years of Casual Day impact and support by the community at the same time when our country celebrates 30 years of democracy. We are super excited.
Every year, I love to see what you guys have done with the colors in our flag. It's incorporated in your logo. And this year, the theme is, I see you. Why is it so important to be seen?
We feel that to be seen, at this point in time, we're not just talking about literally see, but also figuratively. We see persons with disabilities for who they are, with potential. We see all our sponsors and the media and OFM for what you are doing for us and what you have been doing for all these years. We see the fact that there's still a lot of challenges, so our work hasn't stopped after 30 years. In fact, it's now more felt than any time before. But mainly, we see the people that support persons with disabilities and that take hands with us. That's why we're saying we see you.
30 years. This year, your goal is 30 million rand. I hear goosebumps. What an incredible amount to strive for. I know we can do it. You can get involved by purchasing a sticker, right? We all know that. Then you can dress up. But this year, I really want you to tell me a little bit about your cool gear that people can purchase.
We basically managed to raise more than 30 million before COVID. But as you know, we had to start over. And with wonderful people like yourselves, we're climbing that ladder again. And we know we're going to make the 30. Last year, it was 20. So this year, we've got the most beautiful white T-shirts, really beautiful white, and it's not see-through, even if it's wet. And it's got the letters on it, I see you in black, but then against the shades of the flag, which is very creatively embedded in the T-shirt on your chest. And then we've got caps, beautiful caps with a nice long beak, so that it's very modern. And then we also have the bucket hats, which some people call floppies and people call them different things, but they're bucket hats. And they're all very bright and beautiful. And then obviously the sticker. So we love it if people buy our gear to wear on Casual Day. But otherwise, if people don't want to buy the gear as long as they buy the sticker, our stickers are the main thing. And all those 20 rands, you won't believe, those are the ones that picks up and eventually gives us the 30 million with which we can really do a lot and create fantastic impact.
So this impact that you are speaking of, tell me a little bit about what you do at the NCPD.
Okay, so first of all, we want to say that this is the one project in the country and the one sticker project that does not just benefit one organization, but that benefits more than 600 NPOs in the field of disability and also special schools. So I think that's one of the things that gives it its competitive edge. But then as National Council per se, we use a portion of the money for gender-based violence. We also use a portion of it for entrepreneurial and job placement activities, job creation on the economic empowerment side. Then we do a program for children using this money. But what I want to emphasize, specifically because of your listeners, and I know it's broader than Free State, is the fact that we've got a place in the Free State called Jean Weber Home, and it's a quite a well-known home, and it's these 37 persons with very severe impairments. And this home provides really a home, a house, where people are staying. They are getting lovely nutritional food thanks to the community of the Free State who's supporting. Also 24-hour care, and also obviously care work that is of professional nature and then accommodation. But the most important, it provides a springboard for people to move out. So it's not an institution-like place. There are people living in Vinweber who are studying at the TUT. We're busy renovating a house so that more students with disabilities can be staying there because other places are not accessible. There's also a venue on the premises that's just been renovated for a call center. But there's a lot of challenges and needs there. You can imagine it's quite expensive to provide that kind of care. And our Casual Day money that's getting in from the Free State, a lot of it goes specifically to the Jean Weber Home, and the stickers are also available there, but also in other rural areas, not just to the Jean Weber Home, specifically for assistive devices, nappies, and food for people who in your catchment area that needs these modalities. So we are excited to say that it's already making a big impact after 30 years, but the impact for this year is going to be bigger than ever, and we need your support more than ever, and we're more grateful than ever. That's why the ICU.
Tarina Wenzel is National Director at the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities. Casual Day is Friday, the 6th of September. Yes. You can get your stickers, casualday.co.za, or if you're near the John Weber House, you can even hop in person. But most importantly, support, support, and we see you. Tarina, you and the incredible team across South Africa, congratulations on 30 years, and thank you for the work that you do.
Thanks, and thanks for your work that you do. Without you, we are nothing.
Central South Africa, yeah. Let's get behind Casual Day 2024.
Awesome. Thank you so much.